Hey, if you missed it, we announced the dates for the rest of the films in our Music Box series on HBO. It's a Ringer film special. You might have seen the Woodstock 99 doc that we did, a little sneak preview of the series back this summer. The other five are coming, starting on November 18th on HBO and HBO Max. Jagged, it's about Alanis Morissette. After that, DMX, Kenny G, Saturday Night Fever, the guy who made it, Robert Stigwood. And last but not least, Juice WRLD. 5 weeks in a row, I put the posters on my Instagram, if you didn't see that. Really excited for this series. November 18th, mark it down in your calendar. HBO, HBO Max, Music Box, coming back. It's the Bill Simmons Podcast presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filtered by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. Download the app today. Bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. This episode is brought to you by Monopoly Go. It's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're not sure you can pull out a win? That's when you say to yourself, it's time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to be the biggest tycoon ever. I might do this with my high school friends. We used to play Monopoly all the time. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. Charge other players rent for your iconic properties. Maybe you'll even play against me. I'm great at Monopoly. You could even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards. Get back out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go. Now free on the App Store or Google Play. We're also brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook as well as the Ringer Podcast Network. I'm going to be hopping on the Prestige TV pod on Monday morning talking about the morning show on Apple, which just went to another level of absurdity this week. Really, really just outkicked its own coverage. It is the most absurd show I watch every week, and I'm going to be breaking it down with Amanda Dobbins and Nora Princiati. Check that out. Don't forget about new rewatchables coming Monday night. It's a Mel Gibson movie. That's all I'm telling you. Yeah, there you go. Coming up, the Cuz and I are going to break down a week nine that depleted a lot of wallets out there and also left a lot of doubt. Do we have a good NFL team? We're going to find out in 1 second. First, our friends from Pearl Jam. All right, taping this, it is 8:30 Sunday night. You might remember a couple weeks ago, the Cowboys beat the Patriots. A giddy, giddy Cousin Sal came on, did a whole victory lap, scheduled the boat parade, did the whole thing. And now a couple weeks later, my friend, the tables have turned. The Patriots headed for the AFC East crown. The Cowboys in disarray. Oh my God, the world is back to normal.
Are you doing an impression of me doing an impression
I'm
of
doing
you?
An impression, I mean, yeah, I'm doing good. An impression of me of doing an impression of you doing
that was excellent
the, yeah thanks
for the first time thing yeah, yeah. I can't really argue good. I can't argue with any of it. I mean, the Cowboys I think are going to be just fine, although I can't explain what that today was. One of those Sundays where I was like at like 10:30 on the West Coast, I was like, all right, just get me to parent corner. I gotta get through this day. This it sucks. What the Bills can't score. The Cowboys are awful all of a sudden. They're playing a game like they played every year, every week for the last 3 years and before this year. I don't know. Let's talk about your team first. I mean, that was your guy was 11 for 12 in the first half, and they didn't need him at all in the second half to win against a decent defense. So go ahead.
Yeah, they've ruined Darnold's career. We don't need to talk about my team.
No?
Next week's the game. The Browns. The Browns are great today. They have a chance to go 6-4. They're a half game behind Buffalo. Hey, so I'm going to ask you this. Let's start here. Who took the biggest? Yeah. Who took the biggest hit today, in your opinion? I'm going to give you six candidates.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills, the Dallas Cowboys, Jordan Love, the Cincinnati Bengals, Kyle Shanahan, or Matt Stafford? Who took the biggest hit today for where you were going into Sunday thinking about them versus where you are now?
Oh, man. Well, Stafford may have literally taken the biggest hits today. I saw like three or four of them. But I think Kyle Shanahan, I think it's catching up with all the craziness with the Cowboys losing and the Bills losing and almost everybody being eliminated from their pools, their eliminator pools. I thought that was a shocking win by the Arizona Cardinals, who had new Hopkins out and Kyler Murray, and Colt McCoy is really...
Well, and Edmonds got hurt. Like what? 5 minutes.
Oh yeah,
into the
Edmonds
game?
Comes out of the game. Like what the hell? Who's running it anymore? Like and they trounced them, both sides of the ball. They crushed that team. And Shanahan, we went over his record last week, right?
I have some new data for you.
Oh, there's more. Okay, is he worse than Coslet now?
So he's 32-40.
Yeah,
he's got a .444 winning percentage, which ties in with Chip Kelly,
right?
Lifetime. He is just a hair ahead of Sam Weich and Tony Sperano right now. The wow. Genius Kyle Shanahan. Where are the clips? I didn't go on Twitter today. Were there a bunch of clips about these really inventive genius sweeps that he was running today or no?
I didn't see it. And what if, I mean, I think like if you take everybody's, if you drop everyone's highest quiz grade, where does he stand there? Because if you take that gigantic 49ers Super Bowl,
oh my God.
You're out of there. He's in the 30% less?
Well, and the story has to come out. Did he want Trey Lance or did they trade up to get Mac Jones or what happened there? Because yeah. Now that it hasn't worked out, at least for this year, the way people thought, now it's like these different things are, and it's like, no, he went up for Mac Jones, and then they talked him into Trey Lance, or he wanted Lance all along, or he didn't know. He just knew one of the two. I think it's really strange to trade up not knowing who you're going to get. And Lance obviously is not going to help them this year. He's so raw.
That story's not going to come out from Shanahan. That's for sure. He's a world-class liar, but I think he likes it. He likes being known as a liar in these press conferences and everything else. So,
well, the alternate universe of where they could have just taken Mac Jones at 12 mm-hmm. and they could have traded Jimmy G to the Pats for a second rounder and kept the other two first round picks is brutal. Jimmy G just doesn't seem like he can stay in the field. Like yeah. every game, even today, every game, there's some sort of nick or whatever. And I think Stafford's a little bit the same way. But yeah, the Niners, think of all the breaks they got. The Seahawks look like, they're headed out. Kyler's hurt. Mm-hmm. The NFC's wide open. 8-9 might be the third wildcard team in the NFC. So we can't even cross the Niners off. But that was a pathetic loss. They lost to Colt McCoy at home. Did you know who the backup was? Because we had it on the small TV and Kyle was there.
And
we're like, who's that white guy? Who is that? And we're looking and it's like, is that Colt McCoy? And
yeah.
Like looked at him, I was like, oh, it is Colt McCoy. Wow.
Yeah. I was watching with a Texas fan. So I know every 3 minutes I hear, Colt my boy. I hear from Scott Holmes. But yeah, I think you're right. But you said they lost at home. Maybe that place is cursed. I mean, have they won there once in 2 years? They didn't play there last year, right? Because the city shut them down. They had to play in Arizona. And they don't win, and the fans just boo them. They just hate them there. They become like the Eagles, like where fans are just booing their team more than they're booing the other team. But I don't know what the solution is, but it's really like just okay. Tell the realtor it has ghosts, and I don't want to live there anymore. Like I don't know what they do there. It's just a mess.
Remember our experience there?
Yeah, WrestleMania.
We went there for WrestleMania, and it's in the middle of nowhere. It's like in a Silicon Valley office park, an hour from anything.
Yeah.
And then the way they did it was all the roads. It's like you feel like you're in a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode just trying to get to where the parking lot is. So maybe people are mad with by the time they're even at the game. It's just not like a happy place to go. I didn't like it.
Maybe the players are mad because they didn't know how to get there. Yeah, it's a disaster over there. But so out of the six, who would you say out of those six?
I think the Bills. So again, the list were Bills, Cowboys, Jordan Love, Bengals, Shanahan, Stafford. Mm-hmm. I think Jordan Love took the biggest hit in the sense of if you're a Packers fan, you're thinking, and we'll talk about Rodgers later. Like this is our last dance with Rodgers. What can we get for him? Do we have to get a QB back or not? Are they ready to turn over Jordan Love? Plus where they spent the pick on the draft, where they could add other stuff. And in the back of your head, you're thinking, well, this guy might be good someday. This guy, that preseason game, he looked great. He looked so overmatched in that game. I've never seen anything like it.
Overmatched by who? Not quarterback to quarterback comparison. You're just saying the defense, he was overmatched, right?
He had no idea what to do against the blitz.
Because he was, I think I have it here. He was 6 for 17 for 30 yards against the blitz.
I honestly, it was like watching in like my son's eighth grade flag football where they just decide to blitz and the other team just, you could just every time get the flag because the quarterback doesn't know what to do.
I know.
I think Aikman's getting better with age and he's just kind of unable to hide his disgust with bad quarterback play at this point. There's been a couple where, and he does it a little coded, but he was just so disgruntled by how unprepared Love seemed.
I like that too.
You know, did you notice that though? Where he's like, well, again, you know, Jordan Love, he's just not, doesn't seem ready.
Right.
You know, it's like coded stuff where he just really wanted to say like, what the fuck? Like they're rushing eight guys. Just throw a little hitch pass to Randall Cobb. What are you doing?
But here's the thing. Everybody knew he wasn't ready. I'm not saying I knew, but Aaron Rodgers knows he's not ready. You think he'd be so brazen about everything?
That's a good point.
He does. He knew the Packers know he's not ready. That's why they even, you know, they got Rodgers back on board this year. You know, they get Bortles as an emergency quarterback. Like, I don't know. Right. It just seemed like, and 6 for 17, I hate to drag Mahomes into it, but the numbers were similar. Love was 19 for 34, 190. Mahomes 20 for 37, 166. So I felt like, you said it was like watching your son's flag football game. I thought it was like watching two guys playing Madden who had no idea what they were doing. They had the same play. Like Love was underthrowing Devontae Adams for 10 yards all the way down the field the whole game. And Mahomes was overthrowing Tyreek Hill the entire game by 15 yards. Like, when is any of these guys going to connect? This is disgusting already.
I have a new Mahomes theory. I mean, a lot of Mahomes theories getting batted around. Like he's bummed out by his family, like all kinds of stuff. Hey, you know, he's a State Farm guy like Chris Paul. What if this isn't Pat Mahomes? What if it's like Pete Mahomes, his brother? Oh. You know, they had the double. Like, it might not be Pat Mahomes. Have we done a DNA test on this guy? He doesn't look remotely the same.
Right.
I don't understand it.
I don't buy it either. I that theory is as good as any. Yeah. I don't buy that. Well, defenses were able to figure him out. It's like, this didn't happen over an off season. His first two games were fine, right? They beat the Browns. They put up a bunch of points. All right, they lost to the Ravens, but they scored 35 or something like that in that game.
Yep.
How did they figure it out? Like, Kelsey looks like he's on drugs or something. I don't know what I'm seeing. I know he scored a touchdown. Mecole Hardman should be cut. He should be cut from the roster.
He's terrible.
So many passes. And all right, they have a non-existent run game, but Mahomes is not doing the thing where he's not running back. He's not doing the thing where he's getting out of the pocket and making his own plays with his legs and throwing 4 yards down the field and it goes for 15. You're right. I don't know what I'm watching, but I'm not buying that they just figured it out. I need to hear other theories. I really do. The people Mahomes showed could us, be good.
Yeah. If you showed us this game like 2 years ago, we wouldn't understand what happened.
Right.
We would have thought like he had been severely concussed and hadn't recovered yet or something. I don't understand it. I was trying to think of like other athletes who have dipped like this with no explanation. And usually it happens in individual sports, right? Like you see in golf, like Jordan Spieth just loses it. You know, Greg Norman loses the Faldo Masters in 95 or 96. It just goes in a tailspin. Like the individual stuff, tennis, we saw it. Mm-hmm. Like Monica Seles, after she got stabbed, she could never come back. Yeah. But team sports is pretty unusual for somebody to just, like, I guess pitchers, it happens, or you'll have like the random hitter sometime, all of a sudden we'll be hitting 220 and you don't know what happened. Well, but for a quarterback to do this, I don't really remember another instance of this.
Is it the yips? Because we know he's talented. We know what he can do. We know what he did 4 weeks ago. Is it the yips? Is it the football version of the yips where I just can't throw it downfield? Because some of these throws are just god awful and nothing we've ever seen from him before. But you're right. This is something we're looking at. I think I said it last week. Like, this is the 38-year-old Patrick Mahomes who is on like the Texans. He's like the Texans' third string and has to make like a spot start here. Like, that's what I feel like we're watching.
So there's one instance of a quarterback, and you're going to be jealous when I come up with this one.
Uh-oh.
Because I thought of it. I was like, this happened before where somebody lost their superpowers and we didn't understand it. It was Kurt Warner.
Remember that?
Kurt Warner, 2000, in 1999, they have the big Super Bowl year. 43, 53 yards, 41 TDs, 13 picks. In 2000, he got hurt, came back half a season. They were 8-3. 2001, 14-2, the Pats beat him. And then remember, 2002, he was 0-6 as a starter. 03, he's just out. He's 0-1. He lost his job. Ends up going to the Giants in 04. And then was like the backup QB in Arizona forever. And then in 08 and 09, he got it back. Now, he was older.
So there's promise,
he was an arena football thing. Yeah, but it's like, that's a... But remember, like, we were like, what's going on with Kurt Warner for 2 years? And it's like, I guess he just sucks. I don't know if Mahomes is at that point, but it's similar in that Warner just looked like the next Dan Marino, and all of a sudden he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes looked like the first Pat Mahomes. And now I don't know what I'm watching. I'm watching a guy who seems to throw the ball up for grabs and make bad decisions 9 to 10 times a game.
It is bad. He's forcing that bomb to Tyreek Hill, and it's just not there. I don't know what it is either. I think that's a good theory. I like the Pete Mahomes.
You like the Warner? Pete Mahomes or Warner?
Well, the Warner thing, because I do think he'll make a comeback. And I also think, does every team have 5 wins or so? No one has 6 wins in the AFC West. So you can't tell me you know who's going to win that division just yet.
Oh my God.
Teddy Bridgewater could be the best quarterback in that division right now.
Oh, we got to talk about that game. The only other theory I had with Mahomes was he got that massive, massive contract, right? All of a sudden, he's making just a shitload of money. And sometimes you have all these people in your life, and maybe he's got some stuff going on in his personal life with people, family stuff or business stuff or something that is messing with them or taking his focus off.
I mean, they're so lucky. They played the Giants, and they played the only team they could beat today, which was Jordan Love-led Packers, because Aaron Rodgers wins that game by 3 touchdowns, I think.
Well, they had 3 points 2 weeks ago. They had 20 last week against the Giants, 13 against the Packers, against a quarterback who couldn't even hold the ball. They didn't cover. Yet again, another non-cover for them. What have they covered? Once this year? Twice?
Terrible.
Are they 2-7? 2-8?
They covered against the Eagles and Washington. Yeah, and the main thing is, I'm looking at them like from the 2-yard line. You're always like, go for it, right? Wasn't it 4th and goal from the 2? Whereas like a month ago, even, they had 8 plays they can go to, and 4 of them like shuffle passes, right? And 2 of them involved him calling his own number. And now it's like their best play on 4th and goal from the 2 is a false start by the left guard. Like, that's great. That's a great move. Now you can kick the field goal and take the points because you weren't going to convert on 4th and goal from the 2.
I wonder if it's like he was like almost an irrational confidence, talented QB, almost like how Steph is in basketball.
Mm.
And then when that confidence got shook, like think of all the crazy shit he used to do, and it always worked. And you'd be like, oh my God. And Collinsworth would chuckle and Patrick. Well, and all of a sudden, every time now he does that, it's a disaster. Or it's almost an interception, or it bounces off somebody's helmet. And it's really honestly one of the craziest things ever. And
he didn't turn it over. That's one thing the Chiefs fans are saying. Well, he didn't turn it over today. It's like these are really baby steps towards what used to be Patrick Mahomes.
So I would say the team for me that took the biggest hit, Jordan Love, from what I saw, I can't imagine a scenario where he's a good quarterback. Now, maybe it's just the worst game of his life, but he just did not look like a starter to me. The Bills, to me, 9-6 against the Jaguars, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a team that we're kind of banking on as being the best AFC team.
I would say banking is a really good word. when you take a look at how much I lost on that effing team today. I had them on the end of every single parlay. I can't believe a lot of people didn't lose as much money as I did. Well, I'm a maniac, but just in terms of...
So they were what, minus 1,000, minus 1,200, something like that?
It was so stupid to put them on everything. And even at the very end, I thought they were going to win.
So they're 5-3. They beat Miami twice. They beat Washington. They beat Houston. And they beat the Chiefs, who now we know the Chiefs are pretty middle of the road.
Oh, you talked yourself out of it. You got this.
They lost to Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5-3. They have to play the Pats twice. And they have a couple other tough games, too. Mm. I looked at this because I bet on the Pats to win the AFC last week. They're 31-1. I looked at the division. The Pats were 10-1 for the division last week. And I looked at the thing. I was like, oh, man, it's too far back. And Buffalo had so many easy games. Now it's realistic.
I think they're plus 440 now. I looked right as before we started spinning tonight. And 440 is good value. Minus 750 the other way is not good value for the Bills. I wouldn't touch them right now. I know we're very early. It's still halfway. I get it. Maybe they play better when it's cold and they'll figure it out defensively and everything else. Defensively, they were fine. But Yeah, that is a brutal, and that, he's going to take a brutal hit to his MVP run too.
Doesn't seem like they can block like they did last year. Mm-hmm. And Allen doesn't seem nearly as comfortable or accurate as he was last year.
Right.
I guess would be the two takeaways. All right, we're going to take a break. I want to talk about a couple other people that took hits this week. This episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Are you struggling to close deals? B2B selling is tougher than ever. That's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. It's a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator also helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals like job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are more likely to convert, and even in some cases, most likely to convert. Sales Navigator gives you up-to-date data fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/Bill Simmons. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Start your 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/Bill Simmons. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. So we mentioned Jordan Love took a hit, Shanahan, the Bills. We'll see with the Bills. They play the Pats twice. They control their destiny a lot of ways.
Play the Jets next week. So that's
They have a nice.
We'll learn a lot there.
Your stupid team.
Yeah.
A lot of people threw them in teases and parlays, including me. They just burned me all over the place. This game, I had it on. It was on one of the TVs the whole time. It was over like almost every time you looked up. It was, what do we call that when the one team has the ball for four?
Hey 19.
Hey 19. It was the Steely Dan game.
Right. Yeah.
So it's on Yacht Rock, Joe. It's Steely Dan again.
Yeah.
Just the Broncos had the ball the whole time, and they were really running the ball down Dallas's throat. So you can't blame it on Dak because you couldn't stop their run game.
Right.
What else were you concerned about?
No, I saw the same thing. It was 34-15 at some point, the time of possession. It didn't get better from there. Wait, let me see what it ended up being just for my own sanity. 41-18. Disgusting.
Oof.
Disgusting. It doesn't get worse than that. But I don't know. I'm hoping, like I said, this is kind of game they'll play every 2 weeks in 2014 to 2020. I'm hoping that, it reminded me of like a Thanksgiving game when you're all excited. Oh, Cowboys. I'm going to put the Cowboys on every kind of teaser. Dak's coming back. Denver looked crappy. Bridgewater. Who did they barely beat last week? I can't even remember.
Miller trade was the red flag because it seemed like they're quitting on their season. But then you read some of the quotes and the GM was like, no, I'm not quitting on the season. We have the talent to replace Vaughn. We got a great deal. And I guess he wasn't kidding.
Well, I think you and I definitely wrote off Denver and Atlanta. So that opened up the gates for them to come out like gangbusters today, especially Atlanta. I think I told you Atlanta, if I ever tell you we're going with them again, you just send Ben Simmons over your Ben Simmons to kick me hard in the nuts or something. But that was the same kind of thing. I was surprised. I had to deal with everybody all day with, oh, are they better with Cooper Rush than Dak? And I was like, no. Mm. I was like, but there are some Ewing theory funny things with the Cooper Rush thing and with Von Miller not being on the team. But it's you don't know when teams are going to show up. I mean, I look at these numbers. We really just never had the ball. We never did.
It certainly didn't feel like that watching it. So you're playing Atlanta next week. Mm-hmm. And I had $1 million picks, and in real life, I had the Vikings and Falcons tease. I mean, parlay. That was 10-1. FanDuel boosted it up to 11-1.
Oh, man.
And both of them were up 10 too. In the second half. Yeah. Falcons took care of business.
The Vikings were up 24-10. They were up more than 10.
The Vikings get a stop in overtime.
Yeah.
They get the ball in like their own 39, and it's like, you know, the Kirk Cousins era in Minnesota and just being a Vikings fan in general. Just watch the three plays they ran where it's like there's 6 minutes left. They basically need two first downs for a field goal. And it's just three shit plays and they're punting it back. It was embarrassing. The team, I actually think it might be time for Zimmer. I think I wouldn't be surprised after that one if if he got knocked
so
out.
So what
tomorrow.
Do you really? Because, you know, the Falcons have the seventh seed right now and they're 4-4.
Yeah.
And the Vikings and a whole host of other teams are 3-5. And did the Vikings play the Falcons? No, they didn't. I don't know. Whatever. There's a million tiebreakers between now and then. So I don't think you count them out until you're out of the playoffs. But yeah, this guy, I don't think he answers the bell for 2022 either if they don't
know. Yeah, that's fair. You're right. The seventh wildcard team is going to be 8-9 or 7-10.
It really is the Falcons right now. It's crazy. It's 4-4.
Yeah, your team, who seemed like they had the one seed locked up, you look at their schedule now, they got Arizona in week 17. They're at New Orleans on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. You're at Kansas City in week 11. There's some tough ones.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we'd have the one, even if we righted the ship here. I mean, I'm happy with 3.5 game lead in the NFC East for sure.
Well, but what team do you like the most right now? Because I can't get there with Arizona yet.
In the NFC?
I like how they responded. I just don't trust Kingsbury. I still trust Tampa the most. I know they lost last week, but I think they're the safest bet.
I guess. I don't want to say Tampa because it's easy and right, the odds on favorite probably. And but I'm with you. I can't turn the corner on Arizona yet. 3 hours ago, I would have said the Rams, but they were just atrocious tonight. They had like two really bad home games.
Lewis isn't talking to me anymore.
Because of that trade?
Pittman had, touchdown on Thursday night. The Burrow sucked today.
I forgot Pittman.
Kyler for Pittman and Burrow, and Kyler is now hurt, and Lewis is mad, thinks I knew he was injured.
What do you mean you knew?
I don't know. How would I know?
You look on the site. If you see a red cross, you stay away, right?
I have ESP. Yeah, Tampa has the best super odds, plus 550 on FanDuel. Buffalo is also plus 550. But man, I don't even know what good value is anymore. Like, I don't know. Cleveland at 22-1, is that good value? Maybe. Mm-hmm. They looked really good today.
I mean, I hate to say it, but if you want to go AFC, that's fine. I'm still looking at NFC, but Aaron Rodgers, Packers will be in every single game. They just will. That's why I appreciated him, aside from all the nonsense this week. But, you know, he makes the Valdez Scantlings better. He makes the Juwan Winfrey's better. And Jordan Love just doesn't. And nobody really does.
It's fair. The Pats are down to 19-1 to win the AFC title.
Mm.
And I'm just going to say this. I continue to think this is a good team. I think they're a complete team. The thing that makes me nervous is just having a rookie QB. But I think in all phases of the game, it is a complete team that does everything at least pretty well. Mm. And the defense, really good pass rush. Really good pressure. Really, they're just hats on the ball all the time. They can run the ball. We'll see what happened with Harris because Harris got hurt in the fourth quarter. But I like where they're sitting. I think Belichick likes this team too. This is his kind of team. It's like Judon and, the Barmore has been a stud, the second round pick. These tight ends, they're able to make big plays in the red zone, which wasn't happening the first month of the season. And Mac takes big fucking hits, man. Burns crushed him today.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gets up every time. He takes more hits than certainly Brady took in his career. Not since like Bledsoe, when Bledsoe was getting the shit kicked out of him in the early 90s. Yeah. But this is a good team. I'm telling you.
I think he's... The one surprising thing is Harris is so good. I think he scored in five straight games, five or six.
Yeah.
I think it's five straight games. So Belichick can't even screw with the running backs like he normally did. Like from a fantasy perspective, you're pretty good having Harris in there. Whereas years past, Sony Michel could score three touchdowns. And he's like, no, James White is getting.
Here comes Rex Burkhead. Yeah,
Rex Burkhead's in there. However you do that. But to your point about the odds, the fact that the Patriots are 19-1 and the Chiefs are plus 650 is laughable.
It's ludicrous. It's not even close.
Maybe reverse those.
Yeah, it's funny. I can't find seven playoff teams in the NFC, and you could find 9 or 10 in the AFC.
Ten teams with 5 wins in the AFC, 5 or more. There are 11 over 500, and there are only 6 over 500 in the NFC. I mean, 11 teams over 500 in the AFC. There's not that many teams. There's 16 teams in the AFC, and 2 of them are Jets and Texans.
Well, and you think Tennessee right now is like, well, why don't we have the case of being the best team in the AFC? And, well, you don't have your best player. You don't have the right. transformative guy. There is a monkey wrench right now in the Odell where he goes. I am of the opinion, and I'm totally excited to change this if the Pats signed him for some reason. I don't think he's been an impact player since Obama was president. 2016. You go look at his stats. 14, 15, and 16 combined is like way better yards and TDs than the next 5 years. He's hurt a lot. He's unhappy if he doesn't get the ball. I just wouldn't do it unless I was desperate. Like, to me, it's a team like the Raiders.
Yeah.
Like, they lose Ruggs.
They can't
beat somebody.
They can't do it, though. Like, they can't, right?
The Seahawks. They can get,
Deshaun Jackson makes more sense than Beckham.
I guess.
I think. Yeah.
The Seahawks is another one. Like, yeah. if Wilson's really pushing for it, as the reports
right.
say. But I think once you start getting into teams that actually have a chance, like the, you know, the Ravens, the Pats, teams like that, I think it's too risky.
Were the Pats, I mean, there were only like a handful of teams that had the $7.5 million cleared for him, even after he cleared waivers. So I don't even know if the Pats were one of them, but Seahawks definitely were. Raiders definitely were.
There was like 11 or 12 teams, right?
Was it that many?
Just spit the contract. But he's doing the thing where, hey, if you claim me and it's not a team I like, I'm going to make your life very difficult.
Yeah, we've seen this fail many, many times.
Yeah.
But it worked with Antonio Brown, right? So you have to figure out, all right, what am I looking at? Are we looking at a potential Antonio Brown situation? I thought about it this way. Will he have better numbers on another team than he had in Cleveland for 3 years? So he had about 1,600 yards and like 110 receptions with Cleveland. I think he does at least that with another team.
Kyle, turn the camera.
Uh-oh. 29.
I think he's the Russell Westbrook of football.
Oh.
Odell. I think it's, if you actually want to win, it's not a guy who could be on your team. And the Lakers are finding that out right now. It's like, cool, we got Russell Westbrook, 27 points a game last year, whatever it was. It's like, all right, cool. You're going to get a guy who is one of the worst players in the league in the last 2 minutes, who has no idea what to do defensively, even though he's been in the league since 2008.
Right.
And he's going to think he should take the biggest shot down the stretch. He has no idea how to play without the ball. And it looks awesome to have him on paper. Looks cool on the cover of your media guide. Seems like a big deal when they're announcing his starting lineups. But guess what? He doesn't help you if you're actually trying to win the title.
All right.
Odell hasn't helped anyone in 5 years. Do you know how many playoff games Odell has played in?
Guess
how many?
Three.
One. Four catches, 28 yards. That one time with the Giants. He's never contributed to good teams ever in his career. And then he's on a good team this year that got his ass out of there and immediately played better without him.
Right. I'm with you. That's
and I'm supposed to be like, cool, I got Odell Beckham. Like, what the fuck? This isn't a video game. This is real life.
No, that's
the guy hasn't proven he could be on a good team.
You're not getting his Madden stats. I'm just thinking, I know, but I don't think he's the head case that we thought he was, right? I mean, he definitely put his father up to that. But the big story in the offseason was there was no story about Odell Beckham, right? Like, that was like, oh, wow, cool. Maybe the Browns could be like a normal team this year. And then all this happened. I don't think that's fair to Russell Westbrook. He was a highlight machine last year. He led many, many different categories.
Great. You go 42 and 40 with him.
Yeah, all right. I know. I'm just saying you can't give
with Odell,
Beckham that much credit. He hasn't put numbers up like that in the last couple of years.
That's fair. Odell should go to the Raiders and he can go 8-9.
Yeah.
I just think, like, you know, that people are comparing it to Moss in 2007. Moss is the second best receiver of all time. And it's actually, in my opinion, indisputable. It's Jerry Rice 1, Randy Moss 2, and then we can start arguing about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Moss was on a terrible Raiders team that was a complete dumpster fire. He had no quarterback. And he was bummed out and didn't want to be there. But he had real reasons because he knew how good he was. Goes to the Patriots and immediately has the best season of all time. Yeah. Odell hasn't been an impact guy in 5 years.
I'm with you.
So I just think we spent so much time talking about the same thing with like Ben Simmons. These guys that aren't winning players, that we haven't seen them really elevate teams. And we're like, oh, where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? It's like, who fucking cares?
No, it's a long
go wherever.
I have this written down. We talk too much about the Browns. The Browns don't deserve this much talk.
They don't.
They just don't. Between Baker and Odell, pick a side, whoever you want. I don't care. I still think Baker, and great, they won today because they had three big plays. The Denzel Ward, big pick six. Baker was part of one with Peoples Jones. That was a 60 yarder. Chubb had a 70 yarder. In the NFL, you give up three giant plays like that, you're not going to win, even if you're as good as the Cincinnati Bengals. But all that said, I don't care about the Browns. I really didn't care about them this much when they were losing either. I didn't care to make fun of them this much, but enough of this team that is going to make it to the playoffs, but is fizzle out after that.
The more interesting thing about that game was the Bengals sucking again.
Mm-hmm.
Two straight in a row. We're off that Ravens game, including us. We're like, oh, the team's for real.
No, a fixed
this
line,
is, this
right?
Is a
they
really good
they couldn't
team.
Get to three. It was minus two and a half at home.
I like, took it. I bet them.
I know. I did too.
So it seems like that team can up block and you can run on them in a really major, major way. And those are two things you don't want to... Heading into mid-November, past daylight savings time, those are two things I don't want. I want to be able to block. I want to be able to run the ball, and they can't do either.
And yet, take the Ravens out of the equation because somehow they have six wins, and three of them came in crazy fashion against the Chiefs, Lions, and today, like in the fourth quarter. Like they just come alive in the fourth quarter. But all those other teams in the AFC North and the AFC West, it was like a waste of a first half of a season. They're all around four or five wins. It's crazy.
Did you see Lamar before 2021 was 0-6 in games when the Ravens fell behind by 10 points or more?
Oh, well, now he's won
every
one. And
this year, he has three wins already when they're down 10 plus.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know what that's saying.
Well, he's definitely gone up a level. There's no question. People, no, he's always been this good. He's always been this good. Not true. I had real concerns if you bet on the Ravens and they fell behind by 7, 10, 13, whatever, you felt like the game was over, and now you don't. Now the receivers are better. That Bateman, I think, he's starting to grow some chest hair.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood's been good this season. And I don't know, they have a vibe. Like they remind me of one of those goofy Patriots teams from the 2000s where it just feels like if it's fourth quarter and they're around, they can steal the game. You know they have Tucker. Gets into overtime. As soon as they're over, like, the 40, it's like, oh, the game's over. Tucker from 57, this is done.
Yeah,
it's
that
wrap.
Big green line where it says distance to make, it's at the midfield stripe. It's crazy. If I were Harbaugh, though, I would take credit. I'd be like, my team is in better shape than anyone else. I'm not going to give away our secrets. We're in better shape. That's why we win every fourth quarter. That's why we're taking these teams down. We're in better shape. And the other coach is like, oh, what is he talking about? Well, we all do the same shit.
It's crazy. Well, so... we don't have a best team, basically. Bills lose to the Jags. Your team gets creamed. Rams shit the bed. Mm-hmm. Bucks lost to Trevor Siemian last week. Arizona's QB is already hurt, and that's our top five.
The Bucks did great today.
The Bucks were the big winners today.
The Saints lost, so they're whatever. They move further back, and you get the Packers aren't going to contend with the. Well, all right, maybe the Cardinals winning puts them a little above there for the number one seed, but I don't think they should be afraid of anyone they saw today.
Before we get to guess the lines, the incredible Rodgers heel turn on Friday. I loved it. It was out of WWE. It felt like comes out of there. He just does the complete 180. It just starts playing all the hits. I kind of enjoyed it. He kind of owned it.
You think it was scripted when you say WWE?
No, he came out. It was like when they couldn't figure out Roman Reigns kept trying to be a good guy. He kept trying. And then they're finally, fuck it. Just lean into the heel thing. And he's been a great heel.
It's
so fine. Rodgers has found himself. He's now a heel.
You could be a heel when like Jordan Love is the backup, right? Like, what are you going to do? What the hell are you going to do to me right now? You want to win the division? You want to win a couple playoff games? You got to stick with me. But I don't know. I want the best players to play. Like, don't kill anybody. Don't beat up women. Don't get people sick. Just please play. Just play. It's so much fun to watch you play, Aaron Rodgers. Why do you have to be like everybody we know on Twitter and prove that you're smarter than everybody? And now I have to sit here and be like, well, that doesn't make sense. Oh, you get loaded up with shots. You don't know where you're taking for pain medicine and everything else. Like, I don't even want to analyze this all the time.
Enough. What was this thing about infertility?
Yeah.
To make it potentially make you sterile?
Right. Exactly.
Like I read that on the internet.
Yeah, all these guys that are doing research. Who are they doing research? What doctors are they doing research with? Which doctors have time to take out of their schedules to do research with Aaron Rodgers?
I enjoyed it. I'm back in on Aaron Rodgers. not back in. I think he's annoying. I'm just back in on it. At least he stepped up.
It's entertaining.
I tried to, I don't know, take ownership over it and then made crazy points. It was no different than Kyrie. He's basically right. Football Kyrie.
Great. Good for him. It's great. Football Kyrie.
I think they should have a reality show. I saw on the NBC how Michael said to do a read for a Peacock reality show with Paris Hilton and her fiance. Like Paris getting married. And now Michael's like, it's going to be the biggest wedding of the year. It's like, well, if those two could have a reality show,
it's true.
Rodgers and Kyrie could have some sort of Zoom show where they just, should they have a podcast? Should I offer them a podcast?
Everyone's watching. Yeah. Offer them
Ringer Pods? Kyrie and Rodgers?
Oh, God, yeah.
That'd be great. No. All right. I'm going to make that offer.
Yeah.
Kyle, turn the camera back on. I'm offering Kyrie Irving and Aaron Rodgers a podcast once a week. We'll talk. Tell your agents to call us.
Only once? Yeah, once a week for 11 hours. Do it.
I'm going to spend the next 9 years trying to find a sponsor. Speaking of, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, guess the lines. Week 10. Man, when we get into double digits, Sal, that's when I think we both get sad.
I guess I'm a little less sad because we have the extra week, and I'm treating that in my mind, that extra week, like it's 4 weeks. But you're right. All of a sudden, it's going to be week 16. Like, whoa, what the hell happened here?
Yeah, we got through the London games.
Mm-hmm.
We got through Halloween. Now is the daylight savings weekend. And now we're heading toward Thanksgiving.
The daylight savings screwed me. I think it might have screwed a couple of teams up too, even though we had an extra hour sleep. I was like, let the game start already. What are we doing?
Thursday night. What's our record, by the way? Who's winning?
I think it's 4-4-1 heading into week 10.
Wonderful. Yeah, Thursday night, Ravens, Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Miami. Miami had, you could make a case, the worst win of the year today. They had 5 turnovers. They beat the Texans 17-9, a game that nobody watched, including either of us.
I can't tell you much about that game. Yeah.
Now they're 2-7. Wonderful. They don't feel any better about themselves than they did when they woke up this morning. Right. And they're going to be heavy underdogs against the Ravens. I have Ravens favored by 7.5 in Miami.
I said 8, and it's only 7.
Mm.
You're on the board.
I'm on the board.
That's okay. By the way, I'm going to warn you, and we're going to get crushed here. No. I don't think I did well, but there's a lot of teaser games. A lot of teaser games.
Oh, man. No, you know, should we talk about that quick? The teasers crushed for.
There were 27-0. So favorites, 7 or more points, were 27-0 straight up. And then the Bengals lost to the Jets, and then the
Cowboys
lost.
That opened the floodgates.
Yeah, right. The Cowboys lost to the Broncos and the Bills lost to the Jags. So like three losses, no losses for 7 weeks, but 3 losses in 2 weeks.
And the Titans beat the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
How many underdogs won outright today? At least 6 or 7, right?
I thought it was 8-4. I thought straight up.
And last week we had 8 underdogs win.
Yeah.
So
and really the Ravens could have, I mean, that would have been another one. Like everybody would have been out of their pool, right?
So if we had had, if you had bet Jaguars, and who'd your team play?
Denver
the
Broncos.
Broncos. Yeah. Jaguars, Broncos, I think that would have been like a 60-1 parlay.
Probably.
Or so, would not 60-1, what? 20-1? 40-1?
Let's see.
Because Denver was like plus 420, something like that. And I think the Bills were, or the Jags were like plus 1,100.
It would have been about 30-1, I think, right?
30-1. Jesus. Yeah. Put $100 in that, you win $3,000.
Yeah, but I mean, you're losing crazy money if you do that all year long. You would have lost on that. Bill.
Sunday's marquee game. I'm happy to welcome them back to the slot they haven't been in a while. And now we're here. Bill Belichick's New England Patriots hosting the Browns of Cleveland. A lot of stuff about how Baker Mayfield, Belichick liked him, tried to trade up for him. We'll get all that. We'll get, maybe they'll do the, Belichick will do the thing where he somehow ends up with Beckham this week. And then I'm going to have to do a complete 180 on my monologue from before. Don't think I won't. If we sign him, I'll talk myself into it. I did it with Antonio Brown a couple years ago.
I believe it.
I'll talk myself into it. Patriots. I think this is a field goal game. So Pats by 3 over the
Browns.
I knew
you would go a little high. I get this one. I said 1.5 and it's 2.
Oh. Okay.
That's fair. I'm betting
that even before this pod goes up.
I think what was the Chargers? Chargers at home against Cleveland. That's fair. 2 is fine. Two's fine. 5-4 against 4-4.
Baker against a really good coach / defense, mm-hmm. I still do not trust. Mm. I know he was good today. The watchables, we only have two. Tennessee is home for the Saints.
Let me make sure they have this right, this lineup here. Yeah.
Tennessee home for the Saints.
Okay.
Wasn't totally impressed by the Saints, but that's another team that pretty resilient.
Weren't impressed by the Saints. Well, of course you weren't. They lost to the Falcons.
Yeah, but they can't. Did you watch that game? They fought back. Yeah. The game was over and they did the thing. And then
that was all Simeon, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They rallied and then it looked like Atlanta was going to do the thing where Matt Ryan took a sack to knock himself out of field goal range or threw the tip pick, but it didn't happen. They ended up winning. Mm-hmm. I have the Titans by 3.5 over the Saints.
Damn, you get it. I said 4. It is 2.5. They just win every game. They win every emotional big game, Tennessee. They get up for it.
So this game's in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Home field is worth 3 points. And Vegas is saying the Saints are better than the Titans, even though the conference, the AFC conference, is significantly better than the NFC conference.
Good call.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I think this is you got to be kidding me with the effing Titans. Like there's a 1 point worked into the fact that they have to lose eventually to a decent team. But maybe they don't.
Ewing theory potential with Derrick Henry?
Wow. Can you imagine?
I mean, they never made a Super Bowl with him.
Tannehill's going to get a lot of credit, and deservedly so. I mean, if he keeps putting up games like he did tonight.
The other watchable game we have, I'm just putting it in because these two teams have a habit of being super entertaining. Chargers and Vikings.
Yep. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
This feels like a game that will include a pick six, at least 2 missed extra points, some sort of controversial safety that's reviewed. And somebody will have the ball with 2 minutes left and something bad will happen to that team. And I just don't know which side we'll be on. But I have the Chargers at home favored by 6 over the Vikings.
Mm, I thought I went heavy with it. I said 5. 2.5 again, Simmons.
Oh, my God. Man, that...
Yeah, that's not right. I mean, I'm looking at it and it says 2.5. But they're not the same team neutral site, right? AFC's better. Minnie's 3-5, Chargers 5-3. Can't be right.
Maybe it's because the Chargers don't have a home field advantage and there's going to be 30,000 Minnesota fans on the other end. If you're a Minnesota fan, do you want to travel to see your team? Do you want to travel 10 yards?
I don't know. I don't know how cold it is in Minneapolis right now. Is it getting cold?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty cold.
Maybe it's a nice little trip, pre-Thanksgiving trip.
Honey, good news. We're going to go travel to see the Vikes. I want to see us miss a field goal with 2 seconds left to lose a game in person.
Right.
Interesting one for the Chargers, though, because if they get by this, you could make a case they're in the mix for that 6-seed, 7-seed race.
Well, so they're favored to win that division, which I'm not touching for another 4 weeks. The plus 140, Chiefs plus 175, Raiders who fell apart today, plus 450, and Denver plus 750. Don't make me do it, Simmons. Don't make
Denver's only a half game back.
Oh, they're all a half back. They're 5-4. Are they a half back or are they in first?
I have the Chargers in first at 5-3 with the Raiders. The Raiders are going to fall out. That's just that team has the bad juju right now.
That's my team. That's the one I had there.
You know what's really sad? The saddest thing about the Chiefs season is you haven't emailed me and House and Hench at any point to talk about Chiefs AFC.
I went the other way.
Mahomes, MVP, you've given up on the Chiefs.
Last Monday, I was texting you guys live Giants money line numbers.
I know. You heel turned the Chiefs.
Yeah. And here's the other sad thing about it. The Chiefs are sort of out of the mix. Mahomes is out of the mix. It should be easy for us to pick an MVP, to pick an AFC representative, and we're as lost as ever.
It's set up for Brady. We talked about this 2 weeks ago and then they lost, but it's
for MVP.
It's the most set up for him because the 1 seed set up for them. He's going to have good stats. He's the only one who hasn't gotten hurt or had some sort of meltdown. Josh Allen, I think, threw it away today.
Maybe your boy Rodgers improved a lot by being out this week.
Would you put Cowboys Falcons as a watchable or a barely watchable? I'll let you call. I'll let you say.
I think it's watchable. It's watchable.
Okay, I'll throw it in.
It was great last year. Remember the onside kick and everything? It's good. Yeah. This is another one that's always entertaining. I'm terrified of it already.
I have, it's in Dallas, Cowboys Falcons. Mm-hmm. I have, who's that in the background?
Is that
Archie?
There's a lot of moaning going on. Hey, shut like up!
I have the Cowboys by 8 over the Falcons.
8? Said 7 and it's 9.5. Oh, 9.5 is too
oh
big.
My God. Yeah. That's pretty tasty.
I'm telling you, there's
it's a nice matchup for you.
5 games in this range.
That's a nice matchup for you.
Yeah.
Can you explain the Cordarrelle Patterson thing? Because like, we had him on the Pats for 3 years. Now he's like catching wheel routes in traffic and staying on the sideline. This was a guy who is a kick returner who you threw quick screens to.
Right.
And that was it. That's all he could do. And now he's turned into this multifaceted weapon. I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. He's eligible for like 4 positions in fantasy. It doesn't make any sense.
Like crazy Brad pricked him up in our fantasy league and it was like, oh my God, and he's like one of the best guys in our league.
Yeah. And they got Mike Davis and he didn't really amount to anything, right? So it's just a little bonus. I can't believe they're a playoff team right now.
Crazy. All right, barely watchables. The Bucks are home. They are at Washington. Mm-hmm. The dumpster fire Washington team. I have the Bucks favored by 9 in this one.
We both had 9. It's 9.5. All right. We
that's
got
another
that,
one.
That's money line. Come on. Unless you think Heineke needs revenge for the playoff loss. I'm not there with you.
Why am I scared of the Falcons in that Cowboys game? I don't think I'm going to put the Cowboys in a tease. I really
wrote them off. It's all right. There's plenty of other opportunities. You don't have to use that one.
Here's what scares me about that Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. Because we have the upset games, but it's usually like a certain type of game where there's the pick six, like the Bengals game today, the pick six.
Right.
You know, the sack, strip sack, special teams fumble. Mm-hmm. There wasn't really any of that in the Cowboys game. The Broncos just kind of kicked their ass. It made me nervous.
They just never had the ball. They couldn't convert 4th-and-1 and just dumb shit like that. Yeah.
Why couldn't you run on them? I didn't understand that.
I don't know.
Running backs.
I don't know. It's just one. I'm chalking it up as just one of those games. Every team has them, right? Good team.
All right. Barely watchable. So we had Bucks, Washington. Cardinals at home for the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do we do this with
Kyler? I have no line.
Yeah, all right.
I said 9 with Kyler Murray.
I had 8.5. Okay. Yeah, I had 8.5.
No line.
All right, so we'll scratch that one off. Mm-hmm. The aforementioned Broncos.
Yep.
Home for the Eagles. And this is either 3 or 3.5 for Denver. And I'm going to say 3.
Nah. I said 3.5, and it is 2.5, so you get it.
2.5?
This is,
The Eagles aren't good.
You can't even say this is a loser leaves town match, because Denver at 5-5 could be still favored to get win the division. Not favored, but opportunity.
What do you think is the winning record in the AFC West?
Oh, that's a good 10-7? That's a good one. Yeah, all of a sudden, it's probably.
You think anyone gets to 11-6?
I'll have to look at the numbers, but so 11-6 for even the Chargers. What did you say they were? 6-3?
Chargers are 5-3. Raiders are 5-3. Chiefs and Broncos are 5-4.
Chargers 6-4 gets you 11-7. They have, I know they have the Raiders. I know they have.
It would have to be 10-7. 10-7 seems realistic.
10-7, sorry, yeah.
11-6 does not seem as realistic.
Chargers, Vikings, Steelers, Broncos, Giants, Bengals, Chiefs, Texans, Raiders, Broncos. Yeah, maybe 11-6.
The Bills are number one in point differential in the AFC, plus 117. You know who's number two?
This is your Patriots?
Yep, plus 60.
You are so psyched for this team.
Everyone laughed at me last week. I saw somebody in Boston, they sent me this, there's some podcast on 98.5,
mm-hmm.
one of the stations, and it's 3 guys, and they're playing me on Coward, talking about the Pats and the AFC.
Oh, really?
No, I said they were starting to feel 2001-ish, and they were all laughing. It was like, 2001-ish. Oh,
you made 2001-ish.
What's he smoking? It was one of those. That's just Boston radio. Boston radio is just terrible across the board. Right. It's just like, it's all like just trying to piss in your punch.
Right.
But me saying a little 2001-ish, they got a whole segment out of. A little 2001-ish. What? Well, it is a little 2001-ish. Now they're 5-4.
Kyle, let's clip that. Because we're going to need that. Turn the cameras on, whatever you do, whatever you need to do to clip some audio. We're going to clip that.
And the Boston radio stations, their whole job is to just shit on any optimism from Boston fans.
Yeah.
Or if there's a little brush fire, just pour gasoline on it and try to turn it into a giant fire. That's what they
do.
I
like that.
It's the fellowship of the miserable. All right, next one. Last one for Barely Watchables. Packers, Seahawks. This becomes a watchable if Rodgers plays, but I don't.
So he's eligible Saturday, right, to come back? And
do you think he'll ask his good friend Joe Rogan if he can come back, or he'll just come back?
Dr. Rogan?
Is he going to take
Dr. Rogan?
Is he going to take ivermectin? Is he going to be naturally immunized?
I don't understand. I think he's going to have to ask Martin Luther King, right? Isn't that another name he invoked?
Yeah, that was he did bring that one up.
Wow, so bizarre. This is a weird line. I'm 3 points off, but I made it as if Rodgers is starting.
I was making fun of Mina because Mina Kimes and Danny Kelly, two Seahawks fans, and we were texting about Odell, and they think the Seahawks have a chance to get Odell. And I was just like, you guys aren't a playoff team. Like, you guys kind of suck. Like, it's not happening this year. I said it nicely, but I was like, you guys don't really think you're a playoff team, right? And they both got upset.
And they should get upset. All the three-win teams are potential playoff teams in the NFC.
They were like, they were basically saying, we suck, but only we're allowed to say that. It was one of those. They're in that. You know when you have those teams where all the fans know the team sucks, but nobody else is allowed to bring
it's
that
like
up?
You have a troubled brother. Like, oh, I'll take care of him. I don't need
you. No, you let me make fun of my brother.
All right, let me ask you this, though, in defense of Mina and Danny. Out of the three-win teams, which puts you a game back, and maybe even less, depending on a tiebreaker scenario. Don't you feel best about Seattle and Russell Wilson potentially coming back better than San Francisco?
Give me all the teams.
San Francisco, Chicago, Minnesota, Giants, Eagles.
Yeah, I think I feel the best about the Seahawks.
You have to. Right.
Okay. So right now, even though they're 3-5, they're still like a game out of the playoffs?
Yeah, 4-4. Atlanta 4-4.
Well, when does Wilson come back? Do we know?
I don't know. He's doing some bullpen work in a couple weeks.
It's probably the most fun if they sign Odell.
Yeah.
So NFC playoffs, we assume Arizona, Green Bay, Rams, Bucks, Dallas. That's 5. Mm-hmm. The Saints, I can't pencil them in.
They're the 6th
with
right
the Simeon
now.
Thing. Yeah. Yep. Atlanta can't. Carolina, no. Minnesota, oh God. Yeah, you're right. I guess Seattle might be a 6
seed. Go apologize to Mina and Danny. God,
yeah,
I'll
I'm
wait.
Sorry.
I'll
I'm
wait.
Sorry, Mina and Danny. You guys were right. My bad. I Packers 5.5 over the Seahawks. What'd you have?
I mean, so this is, you think Aaron Rodgers is starting and it's 5.5? Yeah, I went high. I said 7.5. It's 5. That's an untouchable game, I think.
I wanted to go Vegas zone exclusively for that one.
Uh-huh.
Poopfecta. Colts, Jaguars. Maybe this should have been Barely Watchables now that the Jaguars are back.
Jaguars, Urban Meyer 2-1 since the thumb incident. It's doing well.
Is that what we're calling now? The thumb incident?
I guess the thumb.
I have the Colts -8 over the Jags.
All right, so I'm finally win this. I said 9. It's 10.5.
Okay.
That's a win. That's Colts. That's a win.
That was such an exciting almost cover by the Jets the other day.
Yeah.
That's riveted.
Very exciting.
They really, Josh Johnson put his heart and soul into
really
it.
Really good. Was he the really top passer of the week? Did he have the most passing yards?
Yeah, he might have been. Might be picking him up. Next poopfecta. Bills, Jets. This is at the Jets. I couldn't get this to 14. I have Bills by 13.5.
Wow, good call by you. The cheating is definitely setting in now.
Stop
it. I said 11.5. It's exactly 13.5. And you're up 7-4.
I kind of like the Jets.
No,
I like the Jets in that one.
Nah,
a little bit.
Tiny bit. But, all right, but maybe with the points. But Bills, Colts, Bucks is a win, right?
No? I might go straight up bets this week. I didn't like losing teases the last 2 weeks.
I know, it wasn't
an underdog parlays. Last one, poop play. For the poop facta. Mm-hmm. And I already like the Lions in this one. It's Steelers hosting the Lions. This will be in double digits. I don't trust Ben Roethlisberger at all. And I think it's going to be Steelers by 12.
Wow. I said 10. It's only 8.5.
Oof.
Wait, do I have a chance here? 3?
I guess 4, Vegas 5? Doesn't under- trust them either.
7-5 with 2 left.
I'm not. Don't let me tease the Steelers.
No, let me do it.
Don't let me do it.
But I will say this.
Not being a tease.
I know, but it's a good look. They're going to win tomorrow, right, against Chicago, and then they're going to win this game. They're going to be 6-3, and then the Steelers fans are going to be miserable. I mean, miserable to deal with.
Well, as opposed to any other week?
Right.
Sunday night, Chiefs-Raiders. We have to deal with this Chiefs thing again. We have to deal with the announcers talking in somber voices about all the terrible things that happened with the Raiders this year.
Oh, yeah.
They got to really figure out how to do that. It seems super grave with reason. Chiefs thing, a lot of what the hell's wrong with Mahomes. We'll see a lot of people with theories like what we tried to do. There is no answer. And you add everything up and it's in Las Vegas. It has to be in the Vegas zone, this game. I picked Chiefs by 4.5.
Oh, man. Wow. I said 1 and it's 2.5.
Oh, so you still got me.
Yeah. The Chiefs can't give anyone 4.5 on the road anymore.
I just think this Raiders season, Raiders looked like they were done today.
You brought up a good point.
Too many things.
Can NBC flex this game? It's like, we can't, it's just too hypocritical to ignore everything that's going on here. We can't, it's too much negative. No, it's too late. I think they probably would have had it done it like last week, but get it out of there.
I think people like watching this Chiefs team.
Yeah, no.
It's like watching the Succession season. It's just all hell. Everyone hates each other and all hell is breaking.
You just scream at all your fantasy players going down the shitter. You can't break 12 points with a Patrick Mahomes.
Kelsey catches one over the middle and people are like, oh, finally, there he is.
Yeah, right.
Just angry at him, even though he just caught a 20-yarder. That's a bad Sunday night game. I think it's a captivating Sunday night game, but
it's a bad Thursday night game, bad Sunday, Baltimore, Miami, Kansas City Raiders. Monday might not be good either.
Sunday night TV, we have Succession,
Curb.
Mm-hmm. I still watch Insecure and Yellowstone.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yellowstone started tonight. It was like a 2.5-hour season premiere. It's like,
what do you do? Are you watching? Are you up till like 2 a.m? Or are you watching some of this during the Sunday night game?
No, because the Rams were a blowout. I did watch Curb. I doubled the Rams game and Curb at the same time.
No kidding.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You know,
great
Collinsworth
Curb,
and Mac. I know I lied to you about that. They brought you up last week, but they were talking gambling tonight. They were talking like Collinsworth's like, well, you know, there's 8 underdogs, and I'm not even talking about the spread. And Michaels is like, oh, welcome to the club. You're talking about, you're going to get.
Oh, my God.
And then on the last drive is like, well, this doesn't really mean it. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to the over-under. You know, Michaels always has to get that in there, but they don't care anymore. I mean, every other sponsor's draft, FanDuel or, you know.
Yeah, they're grabbing money left and right from it.
Yeah.
Monday night, Rams, 49ers in.
Wherever that is.
Depressing San Francisco. Where's that place?
Yeah.
What's it called?
El Cortez? No, what is it?
The Silicausalium?
Yeah. Levi Stadium, right? In Santa Clara?
Levi, I shit my Levi Stadium.
All right, I'm just going to tell you, I was a 0.5 off. So if you tie me, you win. If you lose, I hit this exact.
Rams by 3 over the Niners.
You did not. 4, I said 4, it's 4.5.
Yeah, we tied.
Let me see if
week.
It changed since the pitiful performance.
I'm sure you'll cheat.
No, I'm looking. No, still good. All right, we're tied. Nice comeback by me.
God, 7. I choked.
Yep.
See, 7, Rams 7. 4.5 over the Niners.
Yeah. Well, the Niners ended up being a 4-point favorite today.
Yeah,
they don't deserve it.
No, they're up to 5.
Was it up to 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
All right, we'll take a break and then we're going to do Parent Corner with CarMax. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. CarMax is all about car shopping your way. That's why they've created the perfect blend of online car buying and the on-the-lot car shopping. Whichever way you buy, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee up to 1,500 miles. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, car buying reimagined. All right, Sal, you're on the clock. What do you got?
What do I want to talk about? All right. Well, I know you're going to talk about flag football and everything, and I'm very excited for you because tackle football's really great. My son's in the playoffs, and he had 2 sacks last week, and they're a second round of a varsity team in the playoffs, like something I couldn't even imagine as a kid. My team...
2 sacks!
I was on... the 3 years I played in high school, I think we won 4 games. It's disgusting. But it's great. Love it. But even greater than that is we got him this car. And thank you. I'll thank CarMax, even though they had nothing to do with it. But thank you, CarMax. And got him this car. And so now it's like the Saturday morning film study after the Friday game. Like we don't have to get him to the gym by 7:30 in the morning. That's all him. He's picking up food orders, you know. He's driving his little brother to like stupid cake and soda parties. Like it's like the 7-year-old brother. He's like dropping him off and staying there half hour.
It's like having your own Uber driver, isn't it?
It's the greatest in
the
world.
I was telling you.
It's the greatest. You couldn't have warned me enough. It's terrific.
Have you made him go get it like a Starbucks yet? Just to go tell him to do something. Go get me an ice cream. Just go tell him to do stuff.
I thought, and it was too good to be true, because then today he comes back and says he had a fender bender. And the guy that hit him, who seemed to be in the wrong, is taking no responsibility. And so now this is going to be, this now cost, I don't know, what, $700? I don't know. What is anything that ever happens to a car? It's got to be $700. I'm like, son of a bitch. This was a week. It was a week of bliss. And now it's gone. And on the heels of his old man, me, losing 5 figures today in sports gambling. So that's that.
You know how you make it up for yourself? Just tell like 4:30 tomorrow. Just say, hey, Archie, go get me dot, dot, dot. And they're so delighted to do it.
I got to risk another like, fender bender. Yeah,
so I'll go and I'll just get you.
Right.
Oh, he can't even drive the car?
No, he can. Now I got that in the back of my head. Well, when do they cave? So eventually that wears off. You're right. I should send him on as many errands as I can because
it's just starting to wear off. Yeah. You got like soon. 3 months of Uber driverness.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Right, yeah, because they're just so excited. Think about how they see it. Like it's they're basically in a penitentiary with us.
Right.
And now they can just fly away whenever they want.
Yeah.
And then fly back to our nest.
Yeah. I wish he would have flown away when that asshole was pulling out of his parking spot today, but whatever.
I'm convinced that parking accidents are on the rise.
Oh, really?
Like people pulling, because I think people, like when, in our time, when you were backing up, you turned around and you could see everything, you backed up. Now people trust the stupid screen on the dashboard and their sensors, and they feel like they can just back up. And then I don't think the cameras catch stuff half the time.
I'd like to see a stat on that. I don't think you're wrong. I think you're right. People are lazier now.
Yeah, people are lazier. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're as focused. And also, like, they're backing up, but they're also trying to figure out what song they want to listen to or what podcast they're doing. And they're super distracted. When we backed up in our day, back in the 80s, in the 90s, you know, all we were doing, we turned the radio on and you'd turn around and you'd back up.
You're right. I'm with you. They're distracted by the Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie Irving podcast. It's your fault.
We need a name for that podcast. My parent corner. So yeah, you tipped off a little, but sorry. Yeah, my son undefeated flag football, wins the title on Friday. First banner for my son and daughter's old school, but we've been there since 2010. We're never able to get one. And we blow, it's 12-6. They score with 2.5 minutes left. Then we botch the kickoff. So we're on our own 10, 80-yard field, big 70-yard drive down. And our quarterback runs it in with 11 seconds left. And let me tell you something. The parents went fucking crazy. The kids were excited. The parents were more excited. I think the football moms is like a special kind of a different phylum of human.
Yeah.
they lose their minds. And this is just flag. Like, next year he's going to be playing tackle. They lose their minds with the football. They were like running on the field with their arms up. It was hilarious. But
it's
awesome.
I don't want to keep saying that, but it's only going to get better for you, buddy. You're going to love it. But also, there are the dads who complain every single play.
Yeah, I haven't had that yet. Maybe that'll be next year.
You just have to laugh that off.
It was the greatest day of my son's life.
Wow.
He had really wanted to go undefeated. He had two huge third down catches on the final drive and was good in general. But I was thinking, like, because as my daughter was mean to me again today, I was thinking there's like a weird shift going on in my family. My daughter is just defensive all the time. She's just always mad at us about something and just always going off. Doesn't seem to like us as much. And now my son is becoming the golden boy of the family. It's improbable. It was 40-1 odds. 40-1 odds 3 years ago.
It shifted, huh?
It's crazy. My daughter today is just like short answers, super defensive. Then texting after, apologizing. But then she's just as defensive 5 minutes later.
You call them white sheep and black sheep? You should put them on the doors, the bedroom doors.
Yeah. It's really been a flip. It's, it's an improbable run. Improbable run for my son.
Happy to hear that. That's
so. Anyway, he got a title, and it was pretty exciting. It was a rare positive story about my son on Parent Corner.
Undefeated is great in any sport, in any level, and football is just terrific. It's the best.
Plus, we won on their field, our school, because our school doesn't have a good football field. And the same thing with basketball. We always end up, the championship game is always on somebody else's field or court. This is what happened to my daughter in eighth grade. We went undefeated, somehow played the final at Crossroads, the school that she's now going to. And then they lose, and the Crossroads has 200 fans there. And, you know, so we overcame a lot of obstacles. Yeah. I was very excited. Very proud. Kyle was there. Oh, no, Kyle didn't come.
What happened, Kyle? Were you still stuck at the Patriots game?
Kyle didn't come.
He's still drunk in the parking lot?
What happened, Kyle?
It was a classic case of I just forgot. By the time I thought about it, I was already supposed to be there. And you didn't text me, so I was like, he doesn't care.
I cared a little. You never gave us your report from the Chargers game. What was it like? What were the highlights?
He doesn't remember.
What a stadium. I was overserved. And I was really just hoping a Chargers fan was going to look at me in the parking lot, but nobody did.
What do you mean, look
at
me?
They were very gracious.
You're going to take them down?
I don't know. We got out of the parking lot, and then I was cool. There was a lot of Patriots guys there. I was high-fiving them on the way out. And then when we were at the gas station and everybody stopped kind of moving in the same direction, I was just looking around. But everybody was really nice. You know, my fists were clenched. My chest was out, but I was still happy. I don't know. It was like a demon for a couple hours. But now I'm back to
the normal. First gas station around the stadium is an underrated spot for trouble. I think there's a lot of fights there. Probably a lot of car accidents. That I paid.
What big soap? What was your overall SoFi thing, Kyle? What'd you think?
Reasonable beers, decent bathrooms, and great seats. And love the Jumbotron. That thing is awesome.
Looks nice, right? Yeah, the whole
absolutely
thing.
Awesome. Yeah. The wraparound thing is just clever. Yeah. I don't know. Really good job, SoFi.
Everybody loves the stadium, but nobody can seem to explain why it costs $6 billion or whatever it costs. Why it's like twice as much as any other stadium that's ever been built. I don't
understand. Do you remember
that part.
Simmons, when we went to Cowboys, when they opened up and the parking was $90 and we were laughing hysterically and trying really to like dig and change out of the cushions to try to afford parking. Right. I think it's $190, Kyle, right? Aren't there spots that it's $190?
Yeah. Preferred parking is like $180. Yeah. It's like a ticket to park.
So stupid. You can get round trip Southwest somewhere decent for that.
$180. What's like the really good parking? Like 300?
I think preferred parking is 180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preferred parking. What does that even mean? Why don't they call it
I prefer
parking?
To eat this week. I'm not going to pay for parking.
Kyle and I, we've decided we're going to go to the December 16th. What game is that? Chargers? Who is it,
Chargers,
Kyle?
Chargers Chiefs, maybe. At SoFi.
Yeah, we're going to Chargers Chiefs. We're going to go. I need to see SoFi. I think it's a Thursday night. That's going to be the game.
No, hold on. You're going to the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, December 18th. Wait two more days. Saturday, December 18th.
That's a good point. I could do that.
Talk about someone who's going to be mad if you don't get Jimmy. Will be upset if you don't.
Well, what can I do both?
You can. I'm just saying, if you want to wait and not pay $360 for parking, but just $180, you'll be fine.
What's the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl? What's your role going to be in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl?
I don't know. I'm gonna. Well, we can't talk about it just yet. But I'm gonna be causing some kind of trouble. I'm sure
there is gonna be a row.
Not like Kyle was looking for trouble in the gas station, but different kind.
That was honestly the most Boston. That's the most. Kyle's not even from Massachusetts. That was the most Massachusetts he's ever sounded.
Really? Yeah.
Celebrating a big win. He was overserved. He walked out in the parking lot with his fist clenched, looking, seeing if anyone was going to look at him the wrong way.
By the way,
I felt like I was back home.
If anyone ever says it's an exaggeration that there are no Chargers fans there, you look, poor Kyle was looking for a fight, looking for a tussle, and could not find one single fan, one single angry fan after a loss.
There's got to be a better city for them.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe. I just don't know what the city is, but
everyone
there has to be a better
time.
One.
Yeah.
Wait, who? You don't look at the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets have KD and Harden, and nobody in New York cares about them regardless.
Don't they care more than they did a year ago, though? These are weird.
Not really.
You're not going to see a lot of jerseys walking. People are still in their holed up in their houses. I'm not sure.
I think people gravitate to the players now.
Yeah.
And you root for teams because that was like our generation and Kyle's generation. But this new generation gravitates more to the players. So if you don't have any sort of that reservoir of fans that just root for the laundry fans, you just started from scratch. How are you going to have fans unless Herbert's like incredible?
Right. Oh, so you're saying if that was going to happen, it was going to happen with the Nets, and it hasn't.
Doesn't seem like it's happened. I've heard the Nets games are really depressing this year.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. Like really like
Kyle,
dead
you may
energy.
Have to go there and fight everybody.
Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. Sometimes you want a little bit of both, cream and sugar, peanut butter and jelly, or in the case of car buying, online and in-person options. Our friends at CarMax have created the perfect blend of online car and on-the-lot car shopping, a truly customized car buying experience, including in-store pickup or home delivery in select markets. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, car buying reimagined. Sal, what do you got to plug?
ExtraPoints.com services all your sports gambling needs, fueled by FanDuel. Yeah, do it there. Against All Odds tomorrow, it's me, it's Harry, Darren, Brian, the Degenerate Trifecta, and Brian Scalabrini, one of your favorites. He needs to play someone in the gym. I think he should do that every year, right?
I don't understand. I saw Tate was on Against All Odds.
Yeah, he jumped on for college preview.
I just never get invited. It's really weird.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like I've been excommunicated.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be on that?
Well, you guys are my friends. Why wouldn't I want to be on
that?
If you asked me to be on, no, I just like, I don't know. I felt like I got kicked out.
Oh, that's too bad.
Tate gets invited.
I'll have you.
Is like Harry mad at me? What's going on?
Harry's very upset with you.
The Parlay Kid doesn't like me?
Of course I'll have you on. Just don't send Kyle over to beat me up.
Could talk about most improved NBA player, how stupid it is that Ja Morant is the favorite.
You don't like that?
I did this on my pod. So he's most improved. He was like the 28th best guy in the league last year, and now he's like 16th.
Yeah.
How is that most improved? It's supposed to be I was nowhere last year, and now I'm like a viable.
So Bridges makes the most.
Yeah, like
sense.
Bridges.
I mean, he has like 3 30-point games or something. Yeah.
Bridges, only like diehard NBA fans even were aware of anything about Bridges last year. Now he's like a real guy.
Right.
That's who should win most improved.
They're tied at plus 350 according to fans.
Or even like, you could go Harrison Barnes, who all of a sudden is like 25 a game for the Kings. He's 29 years old. All of a sudden he has turned into like an all-star forward.
55-1.
Yeah, I don't understand the Ja thing.
Can I tell you the worst? And you guys laughed at it, you and House. Like, actually, you didn't even laugh. You didn't make a noise. You didn't say anything, which is even worse than the laugh. I told you Zion would be most improved at 25-1. He's now 240-1.
Oh,
they
my God.
They took one look at him. They're like, nope, it's 2 weeks into the season. There is no chance that guy improves. We're making it 240-1, which is 100 pounds less than he weighed
in. Yeah, he's 340 pounds to 1.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I was in on that Golden State bet, and I got in at the right time with the Pacific. And that is, now they're, I don't get it. They're still on FanDuel. They're plus 195. I think they're the best team in the West.
Yeah, you're right. Plus 195. Yeah.
And it's like the betting public hasn't caught up with them for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then even in the conference, they're plus 480. and people still have the Lakers as the favorite. They're 3-1 in the West. And it's like they can't play defense. And I don't know. I don't get it.
I loaded up on Scotty Barnes. I know you said Duarte for a minute. No.
Like, I said that after the first game. I think Barnes is, I think it's going to be Barnes or Mobley would be my guess.
Barnes is getting buzzed for a Raptor, you know?
I mean, yeah.
20 points a game. He deflects passes. He's like one of the best defenders in the league.
Well, I don't know if you saw any of that Knicks game tonight, but Mobley went into MSG and was transcendent.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He's the favorite now, 3-1.
Because like if the Cavs become a play-in team even, he's going to be the biggest reason. I think he would have to be taken seriously. Barnes is good too. This is a really good rookie class because I think Cade's going to come on. Jalen Green's really fun. Suggs is probably the one that's looked the weakest out of like the top five or six. I like Giddy too on OKC. I think he's
13-1. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's going to get minutes too.
You got me talking basketball. What the hell?
This was great. I'm so excited. So much fun. The interesting thing is the MVP is the most wide open it's been this early.
Yeah.
Like Durant's the favorite at 5-1. Curry's 5-1. Giannis is 6-1. Luka's plus 750.
Luka had a monster game the other day. Yeah.
I would probably bet on Luka at this point, but just odds.
It's similar to what happened to Mahomes because he dropped off the planet, right? And that opens it up so much because the James Harden's 27-1, LeBron 35-1, Anthony Davis, all the guys we always talk about, 36-1, even Donovan Mitchell, 35-1. They don't have a chance, right? I mean, do you see any of those guys making a move in the next couple months?
The only one I could, like out of like the long shots, like 14-1 on, Jokic is the only one I could see.
Yeah.
But his team has been so weak.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I guess he's top six. Yeah, once you get to the deeper ones, doesn't make
Lillard
a lot of sense.
Lillard 32, your boy Tatum. Like these guys.
Lillard's
are
been bad.
All out.
Lillard was bad in the Olympics and he's been bad in the season too. Harden, he's just not in shape. Yeah, you're right. It's probably that top six, but I don't know what the order is gonna be. I like Luka. I think the plus 750 for Luka is good because he just looks like he's pretty locked in at this point.
Yeah. Oh, look, I can talk hoops with you all day, but I have another podcast for that with friends who, you know, we go over this stuff a lot. So maybe I'll invite you.
It's fucking bullshit. All right, Sal. As always, good job by you.
Good job by you, bye.
All right, tonight's podcast was produced by Kyle Creighton. Don't forget, Prestige TV Pod, Monday, the morning show, and then Succession Wednesday and Friday. I think Yellowstone might be happening on there as well. Stay tuned for that. Rewatchables coming Monday night. It's a Mel Gibson movie. That's all I'm going to tell you. There's an anniversary coming up for it. I might like this movie more than other people. I'll see you here on this feed on Tuesday.